So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the sources for all the chatois and panimias that b'chisa achas min ha-matanis ki'ilu le-kipur. All the matanis are ma'akev, mandatory for the kapara, because the pasuk of Parhelm Dover states the asal par kasha asal par hachatas kenya asaloi v'chipar alei makayim v'nislach lehem. The source for matan zayin ma'akvis is in the words v'asa kasha asa, and the source for matan dal ma'akvis is in the words kenya asa. The Gemara asks, "Maishna matan zayin dechsivin uchfilon matan dal namik sivin uchfilon." Why is a separate pasuk kenya asa needed for matan dal? After all, shana lo akasav la'akev. Since both matan zayin and matan dal were mentioned twice, once in the previous pesukim and the second time they were both included in va'asa kasha asa, both matan zayin and matan dal are mandatory. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Lo nitzucha el Reb Shimon." The Braisa follows Reb Shimon's opinion that the pasuk does not explicitly mention matan dal. As Reb Shimon says, "Lamalo emer keren kronish dayim, lamato emer keren kronis arba." The pasuk of Parkoin Mashiach states kronis pluralized, which implies two matanis, and the pasuk of Parhelm Dover also states kronis, which implies two matanis. And since the word lapar creates a hekesh, a comparison between these two karbanas, it teaches that each karban requires in all four matanis. And since the pasuk of Parhelm Dover only mentions two matanis, only these matanis are included in va'asa kasha asa. But the other two matanis that are derived through the hekesh are not included in va'asa kasha asa, and therefore we need kenya asa to teach that the other two matanis are also mandatory. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees and says that even without the hekesh, we know dalad matanis, because regarding both Parkoin Mashiach and Parhelm Dover, the pasuk states al karnes mizbach keteris samim asher ba'oil moed. The words ba'oil moed are superfluous and teach al kol amr ba'oil moed. The matanis are required on all that is inside the heichel, which comes to include all dal matanis of the mizbech apnimi. And according to Yehuda, since the pasuk does mention all the dal matanis, they are all included in va'aser kasha asa, and the words kenya asa are needed to teach something else. The Paryam Kippurim l'smicha v'shayari hadam. The Paryam Kippurim requires smicha and shvicha shirayim. Because otherwise we would have thought that these are not included in the hekesh of lapar, because avoided lema'akva kapar. They're not mandatory for kapar. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need kenya asa to teach matan dalad. And even though it's already included in ba'asa kasha asa, because sogeta et chamina midi dehava smicha v'shayari hadam, da'avagav dechsivan uchfeilan lema'akva matan arba namer leitasakiv. We would have thought that just the smicha and shivicha shirayim are nama akim and chatois apanimius, even though they're mentioned twice, because they're nama akim and chatois chitzenius. So too matan dal is nama akim, even though it was mentioned twice, because three out of the four matanis are nama akim and chatois chitzenius. Therefore, we need kenya asa to teach that all the matan dal are ma'akib and chatois apanimius, because one matan is ma'akib and chatois chitzenius, while smicha b'shirayim are nama akim and chatois apanimius, because they're nama akim at all and chatois chitzenius. The Gemara proceeds with the hekesh of lapar, in which Paryam Kippurim is compared to Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. The Gemara explains that the hekesh is not needed to teach that matanas of Yom Kippur are ma'akim, because we already know this from the pasuk of Yom Kippur, v'hoya zois lechem l'chukas oil. The word chukah implies leikuva. Rather, a papa explains, le'nitzucha ele le'es dam u'betfila. The hekesh comes to teach that the following three halachas apply to Paryam Kippurim. The pasuk of Parkoin Mashiach states, v'tovel hakoin es etzboi badam. Es, lahachshir, Umin Shebe Etzba. The word S implies Hatafel Etzboi and teaches that Hazah is kosher even if there was a wart on the Kohen's finger and it's not considered a chatzitza, an interposition. Badam, Shehi Badam Shir Tfilah Mekar. The word Badam teaches that at the time of Kabbalah the Klesharis must contain enough blood as the Shir of Tfilah's Etzboi to dip his finger into it. But if they first receive less than the Shir in two Kalim and after we combine the two into one Kli and now there's a Shir Tfilah, the Hazah is Pasal. V'tavol v'le mesapik. The word v'tavol teaches that the kohen must dip his finger into the dam in the kli, but he should not collect the blood by wiping his finger on the side of the kli. The Gemara proceeds with a supportive brisa to Rapapa from Rebbe, who says, "Matam v'leim lepar. L'rab is Paryam Kippurim l'chom asha ama be'inyan." The hekesh of lepar teaches that Paryam Kippurim requires all the halachas that were derived from these pesukim, such as es badam u'betfila. Bishmol, however, disagrees and says that we do not need a hekesh for Paryam Kippurim because we already know this from a Kavachema, but rather the first lapar refers to Parhelm Davish al Tzibur and the second lapar refers to Parkoin Mashiach. And the Gemara in the next daf will elaborate on this hekesh. The Gemara now discusses Rabbi Shmuel's Kavachema for Paryam Kippurim as follows. If regarding the chatois of Parhelm Davish al Tzibur and Sa'ar Shal Yom Kippurim, which are different animals, one's a par and the other is a sar, Nevertheless, the hazois are the same in that both are done with the etzba toward the pareches and on the koronis of the mizbech panimi. Then makom shehushva carbon lekarbon ain a din sheish v'maisa lemaisa. The chatois of parkoin mashiach and parim kipurim, which are both a par, the hazois are certainly the same and both require etzba dama b'tfila. And the Gemara makes a similar kavochemit to sar yom kipurim from sar avodis kachavim that both require etzba dama b'tfila. This discussion continues in the next daf.